Not concrete, no. Not concrete inquiries. We've got people, I know some of our players are on a list of two or three for clubs, but, you know, I don't particularly want to let some of them go, but I've got no choice, really. I've got to shuffle things around. Otherwise, I can't get the squad up to probably 2021 where we want to be.
Brian Stock, is he one that's perhaps likely to leave this summer, or is likely to leave maybe before some of the others?
Well, I hope not. I think he's a good player, obviously, Stocky, and it's going to be hard to replace him. But he's got a year left. And I've said to all of them, we've gone down to the league below, so help us get back up. Mm. Because you were part of it.
Burnley are the one team that are always linked with Brian Stock. Are they one of the teams that have maybe just had a little inquiry so far?
No one's. They haven't rung me. No, they've not rung me. I kept reading that and people telling me, but they haven't rung me. I've just heard whispers like you have, There's not the only person I've spoke to is Chris Powell at Charlton, who just asked me about a few of our players, but he's not followed it up. He was just asking me about a few of them, but I've not. I don't think I've spoke to another manager.
This may be a difficult one to answer, but what happens if people don't come in and you essentially still have a squad of the size that you've got now to start the season? How can you manage with that? Because there's not enough players there, is there?
No, well, we'll have to cross that bridge when we come to it. I think my job, obviously, we've got two-thirds off the budget in 3 months, which has been, it's incredible, really. And we were probably lucky that we had so many players with the contracts running out, or unlucky, because there's some of them that I would like to have kept, but I've not been able to offer deals to, apart from Paul Keegan, who's he's one that we're hoping to do a deal with. He's got his heart's in the right place. He's got a bit of tenacity about him. He's not frightened to tell other players what to do. And I know if we're in a scrap that he'll have a go. So providing we can make sure we cover ourselves with his injury he had last season, we're hoping to do a roll-on contract for him. In the middle of doing that now, where he joins us. So we've got another fighter in the camp.
What about some of the others that were out of contracts? I'm thinking of players like Simon Gillett, who haven't signed for other clubs yet, who ended the season very well. You spoke very positively about him at the end of the season. He must be a player that you'd be interested in keeping. Is there any way you could do a deal with him, perhaps?
Well, not at the money he's been... his agents told me he's been offered at Portsmouth, I think. So I think they've got an embargo on him that's going to be lifted, and I think he's probably waiting for that. But for what they've offered him, I can't afford to give him that type of money. Some of our players will be on half of that much.
James Coppinger is a player that the fans have wanted us to ask about because, he's got a contract, he's contracted to Doncaster Rovers. He may be one of the players that doesn't leave the club, and the fans have been asking if he's going to become captain next season. Is that a decision that you've made yet?
No. I'm like you. I'm a bit surprised no one's phoned for him. He's obviously a quality player, and I'm a bit surprised nobody's come in for him, but nobody comes in for him. He's playing for us. Next year, great.
Do you sense that clubs are maybe trying to take advantage of Doncaster Rovers, that they'll wait till the last minute and try and lowball you a little bit with some of these players? Like I said, there are talented players in the team that you would expect. Teams maybe even in the Championship and other League One teams might be interested in, but they may also feel if we wait till the last minute, we can get a better deal than we do one now.
Well, obviously, yeah. I don't know what date it was, the last kick of the ball last season, but if you turn the clock back to then, we've had to pay all the players through the summer, and probably this club's sitting there thinking, well, every week that goes by, there's another few thousand quid we can save if we don't sign him till the last minute. And if you added up what we've paid one player through the summer, it comes to quite a lot. And then they probably think, they can get him for nothing. So I certainly don't want to be taken advantage of, really, by other clubs. And if I feel like we are, then obviously we've got the upper hand. The players have got contracts. They're coming in for pre-season. Help us get back out of the league and get on with it. And if somebody comes in for you, they've still got to offer the right price. There's some of the players here, we're definitely not going to just give them away.